This is the Fandom 5 for January 18th, 2019. 5 minutes of fandom discussion, 5 days a week, in 5 minutes or less. I am Brandon Uscio. Let's go. This year for Christmas, my children purchased me the Marvel Encyclopedia, updated and expanded. It's really kind of funny because I purchased it for them, and they were out with their mother, and they purchased it for me. It's like they didn't fall too far from the tree. But I was reading through it the other day, and I realized that the best liar in all of the Marvel Universe may not be the person that we think it is. Now, you say liar in Marvel Universe, and you automatically go to the villains, and you go to possibly even Loki, who is the god of lies. But there's somebody who lies even bigger and on a grander scale than all of the villains, maybe even put together. And he's a hero. He's a member of the Avengers. He is the Incredible Hulk. Now, the Incredible Hulk, you might say, how is he a liar? He's barely even smart enough to form a sentence, Hulk smash. I mean, Hulk smash doesn't even, it's got a subject, it's got a verb, but there's no object. So, I mean, English majors, write in, let me know how I'm wrong. He doesn't even speak in full sentences usually. But he has been pulling one over on everybody for a long time. And this has to do with the fact that his superpower is the fact that he's really strong. And the more angry he gets, it seems, the stronger he becomes. I actually have a hero clicks that's kind of cool, where as he gets damaged and as he gets hurt, his attack becomes extremely strong. Anyway, that's beside the point. The Hulk, he goes around saying that Hulk is strongest. And I don't know if that's a male insecurity thing that he's got going on. Obviously, he's stronger than Loki, but, you know, let's be honest. There's a lot of people stronger than Loki. But this lie, you know, if this were a debate between just a couple of comic book fans, it might be one thing. But this is the Marvel Encyclopedia updated and expanded. And this is under A. This is on one of the very first pages of these explanations. I was reading through about a file named Emil Blonsky, who you may know better as the Abomination. And he was a spy that got turned into a Hulk monster with gamma radiation, and he's battled the Hulk on multiple times. He's usually just kind of a henchman. He's usually not the big bad guy. But in a little blue callout underneath the Abomination's name, there is one sentence that took me back, made me realize that the Hulk was a liar. This book says the Abomination is even stronger than the Hulk. Now, I can just imagine what you're saying right now. Hey, that's just a small little call out. It's a footnote in an encyclopedia. It may not even be anything. But I think Marvel is complicit in this lie and has been pulling one over on us for a long time. If you turn over from, go from page 10 to page 172 in this book, there is a four-page spread on the Hulk. And the subtitle underneath the Hulk is the strongest man-like creature on Earth. So there are two qualifiers there. He's manlike and he is on Earth. So he is not the strongest. Maybe on Earth, until you realize that Abomination doesn't qualify as a manlike creature because he has reptilian scales. Now, forget the fact that he's got two arms, two legs, and he walks upright and he speaks and things like that. No, he's not a manlike creature because he has scales. So what other qualifications are there? Maybe Squirrel Girl, because she has a tail, she doesn't qualify. Maybe they're even using manlike, not in terms of human race. Okay, that one's dumb. No, they are. Manlike qualifies for the entire human race, men and women. I would even classify mutants as manlike because Homo Superior is pretty manlike. This is what the Hulk's power set is. Fueled by gamma radiation, the Hulk possesses almost unlimited physical strength. The madder he gets, the stronger he gets. He can leap several miles in a single bound, and his body heals almost instantly. So, Abomination is stronger than that. If he's that strong, he's kind of underused for it. Now, one of the reasons that I could see the Hulk lying is because in the comics they have explored the psyche of Bruce Banner and how he's had some issues. So maybe one of the issues that he has is that, you know, he's a pathological liar. Maybe he wants it to be true. Maybe he's been saying it for so long that he can't stop saying it. There could be reasons. It could be a call for help. I am not a psychologist. Don't take any of that as truth. If there are any psychologists listening, write in and let me know. Thank you for spending this 5 minutes with me. If you want more fandom discussion, head over to fandompodcast.com, which is a show that I do with some of my friends, and we have bigger discussions like this. And until next time, may the fandom be with you.